What do they call the male sheep?
Buck.
And the female?
Ewe.
And what do people raise sheep for?
For the wool and eat.
Did y'all have sheep in this area?
Yes. A very few. There used to be quite a few. But they're getting less and less.
What about hogs? When they're first born, you call them?
Pigs.
What about when they're a little older?
Shoats.
What size is a shoat?
Oh, 40, 50, 60 pounds to maybe 70.
What's the female called?
Sow.
What if she's never had pigs?
Oh, gilt.
And the male is called a?
Barrel.
Is that a?
That is a general rule of it.
What do you call the male that can be used for breeding?
Boar.
Okay. And if you had a pig and you didn't want him to grow up to be a boar, what would you say you were going to do to him?
You would castrate it or cut it.
Okay.
That cut is just another short expression for castration.
And then he'd be a?
A barrel.
Would you call him a barrel even if you had waited until he was full grown, say an old boar? If you cut an old boar, would he still be a barrel then?
Barbara, I don't know. I guess it would be.
Did y'all ever do that?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
And then slaughter him? Or?
Yes. You would have to wait after you had a boa, say he was 2 years old or what have you, and you cut him, castrate him. Then you'd have to let him go 3, 4, maybe 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
Feed him. They heal out.
Mm-hmm.
They make wonderful meat. But a boa would not make good meat.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the stiff hairs the hog has on its back?
Bristle.
Huh?
Bristle.
And the big teeth?
Tushes.
And what would you call a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, javelina. We have a name of javelina, which are wild hogs, but we have domestic hogs that have gone wild, and I don't know what you'd call those. They're just wild hogs.
Did you ever hear of Pinewood's rooter?
Yes.
Where'd you hear that?
That comes from East Texas.
Up there they have?
They have the Pinewood rooter because they run out and they have very little nutritious feeding, and they all, some people call them a cinder breed. The ears are halfway between the snout and the tail.
If you had some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and they were getting hungry, you say you had to feed them.
Well, you have to feed the cows, or you have to feed the horses and mules.
What general name would you have for all of them?
Feed the stock.
What if you're talking about chickens and turkeys and geese? You say you had to feed the
flock of chickens or a bunch of chickens or.
Would you use the word chickens to mean all of them, the turkeys and geese and everything?
Not necessarily, no. If you have turkeys, it'd say you have to feed the turkeys.
And if it was time to feed the stock and do your chores, you'd say it was?
Feeding time.
Okay. Did you ever call that fodder time?
Fodder time?
Mm-hmm.
No. Wasn't used here that I know of.
What was it called in German?
Futter.
Yeah,
maybe that's where that comes from, fodder or futter. Futter means to feed.
Uh-huh.